getting in that initial period, it was a matter of time before you finally get things going and obviously score a big goal in the final period?
Yeah, I thought just really good job of recovering a lot of pucks. And when we had to retrieve it, we worked hard on putting pressure on them, getting above them and causing some turnovers and making them have to rush a lot of plays coming up the ice and in their own zone, and gave us some time and space to get it, make some plays, get some pucks on net. We had some really good looks, and definitely nice to get rewarded. And definitely gives us a good feeling. And obviously we want to build on it. So, but definitely a lot of good things from us tonight.
What did you see on the Mitch play that did to
your? Yeah, we just got a good possession entry. We were able to carry it in with some speed, and you know, I saw Mitch kind of get behind in their D and had some space. So, good opportunity to get it to him. And you know, first, obviously, he's coming in with a lot of speed, and you know, he can sell the shot so well, and just so hard for the defenseman to be able to handle him when he's skating like that. So, hell of a move, and knowing him and his hockey sense, I just tried to go to the back post and seeing if there's going to be any trash or something coming back from him, and beneficiary of a great play from him.
What do you take from a game where you guys shirk off a two-goal bullets by the Jets there and go on to score again?
Well, I think overall we were really happy with our game going into the third, and obviously we wanted to continue that. You know, they're going to take some chances. They're going to be aggressive. They're a good skating team, and you know, they got some firepower. So it's just not getting rattled, and you know, letting something that doesn't go your way affect the way you're playing for, you know, 95% of the game. So just staying with it and trusting our game and getting back to work, and nice to get a big goal and kind of kill some of that momentum and get back to what we're doing well.
Was there any sense of panic when the Jets did score those two goals there?
Not really. I think just take a moment to collect yourself and obviously know that we don't have much more room for error. So got us back on our toes and we responded the right way.
John, okay. You're new, obviously, with the Leafs. Do you get the sense that the Leafs are just used to this buzz wherever they go, especially in Canada?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have a sense of how passionate the fan base is, how big the fan base is. Obviously, the team has been around for a long time. One of the, obviously, very historic, accomplished so many great things and has made its mark in our game and in professional sports. So it doesn't really surprise me. I think it's a lot of fun to be around, to be a part of. But at the same time, I don't think you let it overwhelm you or make it bigger than it is. I think you just try to enjoy it and just stay in the moment and worry about playing your game and doing what you always done and just play.
What will Kadri be feeling now that he scored a goal finally?
I think it's great. I mean, I think he's been playing tremendous. He's getting opportunities every game. He's on the puck. He's making plays. I think what's so great about Nas is he's just a competitor. He just keeps coming at you. Nothing really gets in the way of his attitude or his approach to the game. So I think he's been playing great. It was just a matter of time it was going to go in. I mean, the amount of chances he was getting and a bunch of the posts he's hit and the looks he's getting. So great to see him finally get one. He deserved it.